This has got to be a top five name we've ever had on Your Money Matters. It's Chet Kittleson, which I just love. He's the CEO of Tin Can, which is a company name I also love. Hi, Chet. Welcome to the program.
Hi, hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, man. I can remember I was born in 84. I can remember the 90s and talking to my friends at all hours of the night on a phone, which is an experience I think connects kids with each other. But now the phones have so much other stuff on it that it's become downright dangerous for kids to have phones. And that's where Tin Can comes in, huh?
That is exactly right. Yeah, I was born in 87. I had the exact same upbringing. I was totally a landline kid. And now I've got three young kids. I've got a 10-year-old Emma. I've got Thatcher, who's 8, and Sam, who is 4. And I was feeling really sandwiched. On one end, I wanted them to have some of the same autonomy that I had. And on the other end, I didn't want them to have a cell phone. And right. So we decided to build Tin Can.
So what is it?
Yeah, so Tin Can for a kid operates very much like a home phone of the days of yore. So they pick it up. There's no screen. There's buttons, numbers. If they want to call someone, they dial the number. It rings. It's got a ringtone and a dial tone, et cetera. And then for the parents, there's a few differences. One is it's Wi-Fi enabled, so you don't need a phone jack. You plug it into a standard outlet.
Good, because everyone just spent decades getting rid of their phone jacks, so you don't have to bring them back.
Exactly. And then I think the biggest difference beyond that, there's a bunch of parental controls. So the one that was most important to my wife and I is the Tin can only call and receive calls from numbers that you list as approved in the companion app. So my kids can call my wife and I, my mom, my wife's parents, their cousins, and then they can call their friends who we list as approved who have Tin Can. So a bunch of their elementary school friends and soccer team buddies and all that.
That's cool. Does the Tin Can phone itself have its own unique number, or does it tie to a number that we already have? How does that work?
Yeah, so every Tin Can gets what we call a Tin Can extension. Right now, they're 5 digits, and so they'll get that. That's the way that one Tin Can calls another, so that's sort of the walkie-talkie calling, if you will. We call it can-to-can, and then if you want a full local number and to be able to also call cell phones, landlines, et cetera, from your Tin Can, we have a plan. We call it the Party Line plan. It's $10 a month or $100 a year. And then when you're going through onboarding, if you choose that plan, you'll go through and select a local number. So you can search by area code or city, and then find whatever local number that you want. And then that'll be the number associated with your Tin Can.
Okay. Interesting. I just want to make sure I understand and the listeners do. So if I have a Tin Can, do I just play and I'm just going to call other Tin Cans? Maybe me and my friends, we all got Tin Cans together, which is actually a really kind of a cool idea for maybe a group of kids to get them all together. Then I just pay the one-time cost of the Tin Can and dial the 5-digit extension, or is there also a subscription associated even if you don't want the cell phone option?
Nope. Yeah, you got it. So you buy the hardware. It's $75 on the site plus shipping. If all you want to be able to do is call other Tin Cans, you don't have any subscription required. It's totally free. We view it as like a walkie-talkie. We also do have the ability with that free plan to be able to call 911 as well. And then with the Party Line plan, you get a full 10-digit local number, and that allows you to call cell phones, landlines, and it allows you to receive calls from those numbers as well. So if you want your kids to be able to call grandparents, or my wife and I will leave our kids at home for 30 minutes while we want to walk around the neighborhood, because now we can call them or they can call us if something happens on the Tin Can.
What's the ring sound like?
So we went with a classic, iconic, like the trim line ring. We're talking, this is a funny one, we're talking a lot about the idea of creating a custom sound. And so that's sort of on our list. That's something we can always change. But right now it is, if you remember, like the AT&T trim line phone style ring, that's what it's like right now.
Chatting with Chet Kittleson, CEO of Tin Can. This sounds really cool. Is the idea that I kind of floated out there of like, hey, parents, all of you get together and maybe for a collective birthday or just a back-to-school present to, you know, 5 great friends that are together, let's all get them a Tin Can phone. Have you heard of stuff like that?
Bundling, we call that bundling. And yeah, that is a massive part of how people buy Tin Cans today. It's very normal for us to see 10, 15, 50 Tin Cans bought in one purchase. There have been classrooms that do it collectively as a group. And then certainly, yeah, I think a lot of people will buy, you know, 3 for their kid and their kid's best friends. That's super normal. We did design it that way too. So if you buy one tin can, it's $75. If you buy two, you get $5 off each. And if you buy three or more, you get $10 off each. So we really are trying to promote this is something that's better with friends.
I love that. A classroom doing it, maybe some schools get involved. And we talk about how many issues that the immediacy of social media and being on the phones, all the issues that provides. Not that talking to friends individually can't cause issues too, but it just slows everything down a little bit, I think, Chet, which is, I think, what you guys have really hit on is something that I think even adults are having these conversations. Like,
yeah.
Has anyone thought about, I mean, I know it's probably made for kids is the thought, but man, a tin can sounds good between me and a couple friends right now.
Yeah, we definitely have. I mean, we're not promoting that heavily, but we definitely have adults that have bought it for themselves. I use it to talk to my mom, funny enough. It's just a more intimate conversation where I'm sitting there, I'm stationary, I can't move, and the thing doesn't buzz. When I'm on it, all it does is allow me to hear my mom. We're excited about the different use cases as we evolve, and totally agree with what you said. The other thing, I mean, for right now, it's really important for us as parents to give our kids something we can always say yes to. Whether it's like, if you think about like most of the things kids really love, it feels like we're constantly having to say no. So whether it's screen time or sugar or whatever it is, and with tin can, we really wanted something where it's totally fun. The kid feels like it's for them and we can always say yes. Like the every parent wants their kid to feel connected, to feel, you know, not socially isolated and being able to just have a human conversation on the phone with a best friend or with a grandma or whatever, that's like a powerful, always good thing. It's been really fun.
I love it. Do you have stock right now? Like if people want to buy this now, are you able to sell it?
So we have stock of what we call the Flashback, which is our retro version. That one comes, people love this one too. A vast majority of our consumers, of our home shoppers buy the new tin can, and that one is in pre-order, and the next batch is shipping in December. We've had a really hard time keeping ahead of that one, but the Flashback is available now. It sells right now typically in 1 to 2 weeks it fulfills. The biggest difference with that one is it requires to be plugged in directly to your home internet router or an extender via an Ethernet cable. So it doesn't work for a majority of people, but if you've got your router in a reasonably good spot, and you need something now, that'll support you really well.
Okay, well, we'll watch as you get more inventory and continue to grow. I know you've been getting some good investors involved as well. Chet, what's the website? Yeah. We got to scoot. Where should people go?
Yeah. Check us out at tincan, TINCAN.com.
Love it. Come back again, Chet. Talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
You should call us on a tin can just to prove, you know.